Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news if you're hitting the highways for the holidays. Civic Media's Lisa Hale tells us about a present at the pump.
Gas prices continue to drop in Wisconsin and nationwide. The national average fell 5.7 cents in the last week to $2.79 a gallon. Wisconsin's average is $2.45 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says conditions are ripe for the lowest seasonal gas prices in 5 years. In Green Bay, a gallon of gas will cost you $2.48. You'll pay $2.52 for a gallon of gas in Appleton and Oshkosh.
The forecast looks pretty good for your holiday travels overall, but keep an eye out for some slick spots. If you're heading out for a Christmas Eve service tonight or other gathering, the melting snow can freeze quickly, making roads icy when you don't expect it. There's also a chance of some freezing drizzle in the forecast tonight, which could have an impact on travel. Our white Christmas may be the price we pay for these warmer-than-normal temperatures. The snow we did get is melting fast, and it looks like we'll get another blast of cold before we see any significant snow. Local forecasters say temps will drop about 20 degrees overnight Sunday into Monday morning. Green Bay Packers' Micah Parsons has been named to the 2026 NFL Pro Bowl roster, the league announced yesterday. It's the fifth Pro Bowl selection for the star pass rusher and his first as a Green Bay Packer. This is the seventh year in a row that a member of the Green Bay's defense has been selected for the Pro Bowl. Even after missing last week's game due to a torn ACL, Parsons is still tied for number one in the league this season in fourth quarter overtime sacks. Of the many things that set the Green Bay Packers apart in the NFL, one distinction evokes a special pride among the green and gold faithful. We're the only team owned by the fans. Some will argue a share of Packer stock is worthless, since you can't publicly trade it or earn dividends. But to those who own a share of the Packers, that piece of paper is priceless. Now, if your share happens to be from one of the first Packer stock sales in 1923 or 35, that piece of paper has far more than just sentimental value. A rare Packers stock certificate purchased for $25 in 1935 just sold at auction for more than $100,000. It was the first time a share of stock from 1935 was offered in a public auction and only the second example known to exist. The other is in the Packers Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field. The Packers have had 6 stock sales throughout the team's 106-year history, the most recent just a couple years ago in 2022, when a share of Packers stock sold for $300. There are currently more than 500,000 Packers shareholders around the world. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a 3-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch the people come back every night, 3-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today. We may catch a flurry or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 30s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.